This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Yellow Pages, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone.
KBOO is seeking a station manager to lead our dynamic 45-year-old non-commercial radio station. Ideal candidates will have nonprofit management experience, the ability to thrive and work collaboratively in a decentralized organization, and the ability to delegate, plan, and organize people to meet goals and objectives. If this interests you, please go to kboo.fm/stationmanagerhire2013.
KBOO is proud to present one of the greatest jazz films ever made, Round Midnight. Join us Thursday, December 12th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater for this 1986 American-French film that captured the Paris jazz scene of the 1950s. Watch jazz legend Dexter Gordon deliver an Oscar-nominated performance. Round Midnight, the Clinton Street Theater, Thursday, December 12th at 7 p.m., 2522 Southeast Clinton.
In conjunction with KBOO's presentation of Round Midnight at the Clinton Street Theater, tune in Wednesday afternoon, December 11th, when KBOO Jazz host Rita Rega talks with bassist Chuck Israels about his experiences in the Paris jazz scene in the 1950s, playing with pianist Bud Powell, the real-life inspiration for the film. That's Wednesday afternoon, December 11th, between noon and 2 p.m. on KBOO Portland 90.7 FM.
KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from the Radio Cab Turkey Project, a hunger relief program providing complete Christmas dinners to families struggling with food insecurity, seniors, the infirm, and those without transportation. Information on how to make donations at radiocabfoundation.org. Welcome to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO Community Radio. My name is Carla, and tonight we're going to welcome back to the studio two of our favorite guests. In just a few moments, we'll be speaking with Jen Burlton from Transactive, and we'll be hearing lots of updates from Transactive, as well as we'll be extending an invitation to an upcoming event. And later in the show, we're going to be hearing music from a Portland-based band, Mattachine Social, and we're going to be featuring music from their newest CD. Now, before we get to the show tonight, I want to share a couple of community announcements with you. Now, tonight, a very exciting event is happening, and the doors are opening at 7:30 this evening. And it's Queerlandia's Dapper Duo is on the road again. Tonight, at the Interstate Firehouse Cultural Center, you can celebrate S. Bear Bergman's new book titled Blood, Marriage, Wine, and Glitter, as well as the latest from award-winning storyteller Ivan E. Coyote. You can expect jokes, stories, maybe some smut, and new work along with what you've already read, all spun out of road snacks into gold. You're Everyone is welcome to come and enjoy the snap and crackle of a live show, something that cannot be repeated, paused, or saved, performed only for the warm souls that show up tonight. Again, the doors open at 7:30 p.m. The show starts at 8. Tickets are $10 to $15 sliding scale, available at the door at the Interstate Firehouse Cultural Center, located at 5340 North Interstate Avenue here in Portland. Now, later in the week, this Saturday, December 7th, a musician is performing who has been a guest on the Out Loud show many times. You're invited to an evening of music and love with Joaquin Lopez and Hand to Mouth. Again, Saturday, this coming Saturday, December 7th, Joaquin will be performing intimate ballads inspired by Mexican folklore and the Latin American Bolero with Antonio Centurion on a Paraguayan harp. This is a cultural collaboration with Hand to Mouth. For tickets and information, you can go to handtomouththeater.org. You can also find more information on Joaquin Lopez at joaquinlopez.bandcamp.com. Now, there's another event coming up in the very near future. The next is going to be Thursday, December 19th. There is an adoptive parent support group for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer parents, sponsored by the Adoption Mosaic Group. And this adoptive parent group happens every third Thursday of the month from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Q Center, which is located over on North Mississippi Avenue in Portland. Now, again, the next LGBTQ adoptive parent support group is happening in 2 weeks on Thursday, December 19th. This meeting will include planning for next year as well as a holiday party. For more information, you can contact Astrid. The name is spelled A-S-T-R-I-D. The email is astrid@adoptionmosaic.org. Now, another event that I want you to know about on Friday the 13th is going to be the release, or the kind of a big ceremony celebration, for Wild Planet Radio, which is the all queer radio, low power FM, happening. The celebration is happening Friday the 13th at the Q Center from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. For more information, you can go to wildplanetradio.com. They are recruiting for volunteers as well as producers and show hosts. And basically, there's lots of ways to get involved in the brand new all queer radio station going to be based over at the Q Center. Again, it's called Wild Planet Radio. You can find out more information on the website, wildplanetradio.com. We're going to take a short musical break, hear a little ho, ho, homo holiday music, and we'll be back in just a few moments to speak with Jen from Transactive. The song that we're going to share is from Venus Envy, and it's called Rhonda the Lesbo Reindeer.
Dude, why you been out delivering presents to little boys and little girls? I have been home and your old lady, Mrs. C.
Then how the reindeer loved her as they shouted out with glee. Rhonda the Lesbo Reindeer, come and hit the hay with me. Help me, Rhonda.
Help me, Rhonda.
problem. Take a number. No problem.
Merry Christmas!
Thank you, baby. Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO. My name is Carla. The song that we just heard was from Venus Envy. The song was titled Rhonda the Lesbo Reindeer. And they have a whole CD of holiday music that have been creatively edited for the lesbian and gay transgender community. And the CD is titled I'll Be a Homo for the Holidays. And a nice mix of holiday songs that really kind of warmed my heart. So we'll be sharing more of that music throughout the month of December as a little antidote to the mainstream holiday music you've been hearing. Now, I want to welcome back to the studio Jen Burlton, who's from Transactive. Jen, welcome back to KBOO.
Thanks, Carla. I'm really happy to be here.
Yeah, we're happy to have you. For folks that are not already familiar with Transactive, tell us about the work of your organization.
Sure. Transactive is the we're the national leading organization working to serve the needs of transgender and gender nonconforming children, youth, and their families. We're based here in Portland. We currently serve more than 250 families just in the Portland metro area alone, but more than 400 families nationwide. And we really provide a full scope of services to families that have transgender children as young as age 4, up to age 21. But we also work with the schools on education matters around gender nonconformity, on how to better adapt our school systems to kids that simply do not fit neatly into a very limiting gender binary.
Right. And before we move into, we're going to be talking about some of the other services that you offer, but I do just want to mention on the school safety topic, and Oregon has some very clear laws around safe schools, but I know this is also one of the services that Transactive provides is helping families or students kind of negotiate a school climate around having to change clothes for PE, having appropriate restroom facilities. You know, that basically schools in the state of Oregon do need to make sure all students are safe, and especially around gender nonconformity, as well as all the other issues, you know, around bullying and things that happen. But I know that Transactive has been a great resource for families here in Portland, but also around Oregon.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we've been working on this for quite a while. We work with our partners, among others, Oregon Safe Schools Coalition. But Oregon does have some of the most advanced, most comprehensive protections for students based upon their gender identity or their gender expression. Just for all of the listeners to know, in the state of Oregon, students absolutely have the right to express their gender identity as they experience it. They also have the right to use the restroom that matches their gender identity that they express on a consistent basis every day. And in fact, the Oregon Athletic Association has guidelines specifically on transgender youth participation in scholastic sports. So the policies are out there. Sometimes the awareness of the policy is not always doesn't trickle down as effectively as it could, but we work with the families and with the youth specifically and with the schools to help everybody understand what their responsibility is and what the family and the students' rights are.
Exactly. And I guess that's a good example of, you know, policy versus practice or reality inside of a school. And so I just want to, you know, thank Transactive for that work that can be very uncomfortable for a lot of schools to address and deal with. Let me just say that. But the laws in Oregon are very, very clear. So let's make sure folks know where to find you. What's the website or a phone number for folks that want to get in touch about this or any of the other services we're going to be talking about?
Sure, I'll give you the full contact meal deal. So the website is transactiveonline.org. You can reach us by phone at 503-252-3000 at our recently expanded offices. And you can also reach us via email at info@transactiveonline.org.
Wonderful. Okay. So in addition to providing support in schools, I know you also do what I want to call cultural competency training. But speak a little bit about, you know, the services that you offer to the medical community, as well as other segments of our population that work with young people around the trainings that you do.
Sure. So what our training is really focused on is it covers a couple of generally specific areas. The broad approach is we're talking about gender identity. We're not talking about sexuality. And that's one of the first things that we try to convey to everybody. With the medical community, we're primarily working on informing more and more practitioners, whether those be family care practitioners, pediatricians, specialists, nurse practitioners, you name it, that there are children and youth that they will be caring for that will be transgender, and that as they approach their pubertal years or their adolescent years, they're going to have some very specific medical needs, that these are medical needs that there are guidelines and recommended best practices for treating. And so they need to know what to look for, they need to know how to counsel the family, and they need to know what the medical options are that are available for these kids. So we work on giving them that information in the schools. And really I'm glad you called it cultural competency, because I think one of the things that's most invisible in our culture is our intolerance of gender nonconformity. And it's invisible for a couple different reasons. One of the main ones is that we just don't want to look at it. In a misogynistic, patriarchal culture, any conversations that talk about gender inequality or restricting people to very narrowly defined gender roles is kind of the third rail. So it's much easier for us to get sidetracked as a culture by talking about sexuality, by talking about important issues like marriage equality, extremely important issues. And we certainly all want everybody to grow up into a culture where they can be free to marry the person that they love. But talking about gender addresses the things that are affecting our children in schools today. And that's one of the real key issues that we try to bring to the trainings that we offer to schools.
Mm-hmm. And for folks that don't know, there is I'm speaking specifically to the medical community or social service providers. In March of 2014 is the Meaningful Care Conference. And that's what's going to be my question, is if Transactive is going to be presenting. So it sounds like you guys will be involved. You'll be there?
Yeah, we were there 2 years ago. We weren't there last year. I think we had another conflict, but we will be there this year. It's one of our key things that we want to do every year. It's very rewarding for us, and the feedback we've gotten from those that attend our workshops there has been very positive. So we will absolutely be at Meaningful Care Conference.
Wonderful. And I'm not, I don't have their website available in front of me, but your favorite search engine will help you find. Again, it's Meaningful Care Conference here in Portland in March of 2014, a variety of continuing education credits, and a special outreach to the medical community, social service providers. Anyone who is intersecting with the LGBT community would be welcome to attend. And so
if I can add one of the specific things we'll be addressing this year, as you know, we had a major victory with Oregon Health Commission about a year or so ago, in that we presented testimony to them about the need for OHP, Oregon Health Plan, to cover pubertal suppression for transgender youth. This is life-saving, a care model for these kids, literally life-saving. And happily, our testimony was accepted, and beginning October 1st, 2014, OHP will cover pubertal suppression. This is a big deal, because this medication is generally not covered by other insurance plans, mm-hmm. and the out-of-pocket cost is about $1,000 a month. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we'll really be focusing on at the Meaningful Care Conference is helping care providers to understand that come October, there will be coverage for this, and to increase their comfort zone with discussing these options with families and with youth who are transgender.
And let's talk about this in a little more depth, just for a minute or so, for folks that don't understand. When we're talking about an adolescent who's reaching puberty, and this puberty suppression idea, describe that in a little more detail for folks that are not familiar with the medical side of things.
Sure. So pubertal suppression is really kind of a no harm, no foul medical treatment that essentially puts pubertal development on hold. The reason this is important for transgender youth is that if you're a transgender adolescent who does not experience their gender in a way that matches what your birth sex was, for example, the changes that can happen to you during puberty, first of all, are most of them, if not all of them, are virtually irreversible. And they can cause a lot of stigma later in life. In fact, the stigma caused by those physical changes is a lot of what has traditionally plagued trans adults who didn't have the benefit of pubertal suppression. So what pubertal suppression does is it gives us an opportunity to put a pause button so that these kids don't develop secondary sex characteristics that don't match their gender identity. Gives them time to grow a couple more years. And then when they're 13, 14, if they feel the same way about their gender, and I can tell you from experience that virtually all of them do, if they've been on pubertal suppression, then we can move them on to what are called cross-sex hormones, which will allow them to actually develop, have their bodies develop in a way that matches their gender identity, reduce their stigma, reduce their depression and anxiety about these unwanted changes. And we're just seeing amazingly positive outcomes in these kids that are going through this. And we work with certainly very respected medical providers here in the Portland area. We work with specialists at OHSU and at Randall Children's Hospital at Legacy, as well as individual private care providers.
Right. So in a nutshell, I mean, thank you for clarifying that. And in a nutshell, it basically puts a pause on the puberty development, and especially for some families who aren't sure, and it's usually the adults that aren't sure. And I appreciate what you said. The young person is usually very certain about their feelings, but delaying any surgeries or delaying anything that would be more medically, I'm going to say, invasive, while their brains and their bones and the rest of their body continues to develop.
And to be really clear, thank you for mentioning that, to be really concise. There's a lot of conjecture and there's a lot of wild accusations out there. There are certainly people that are opposed to the work that we do, and early proactive intervention in the lives of transgender children and youth. Nobody anywhere, least of all me, certainly least of all transactive, ever proposes any type of surgery or permanent invasive procedure for any child until they're at least in their mid-teens. So, yeah, this is a non-invasive. In fact, the pubertal suppression is completely reversible. If you discontinue the treatment, the puberty just picks up like it normally would. I can tell you, though, that we've never had a transgender child or adolescent that has gone on pubertal suppression ever decide to just stop it and proceed to mature in a way that would match their biological sex. It's never happened. It's unheard of.
Okay. You know, thank you for clarifying that. And I really want to encourage folks, if you need more information, again, the website is transactiveonline.org. We're speaking with Jen Burlton, and my name is Carla. But the thing with young people and puberty and transgender young people, I also feel, you know, that this is such important information for young people to listen to the children and what they want. And in many, many instances, this is a lifesaver. You know, I see transactive as keeping these kids alive until they can, you know, either consent on their own without parent involvement, if that's what it takes. And again, I'm not advocating that, but for some young people, that is what it takes, is they age to the point of consent for medical care in Oregon, and then they find their own way. And to use a medical provider is certainly much safer and healthier and more comprehensive medical care. But in many ways, when a transgender individual does not get medical support, they find their own way.
Oh, yeah.
And self-harm or suicide or the consequences of that can be devastating, if not deadly.
We see, I mean, we continue to see these huge numbers about at-risk youth and youth that are in homeless situations. Mm-hmm. And the statistics we see of the ratio of the youth that are homeless that are LGB and particularly T, mm-hmm. the percentage of youth that are homeless that are somewhere on the transgender spectrum, it so far outstrips the actual percentage, representative percentage of trans youth in our population, mm-hmm. that it's very clear that these kids are either being thrown out of their homes simply because of their gender identity, gender expression, or they're making the decision that it is safer for them to be out of the home and they voluntarily leave. And if we don't help them get the care that they want, we're really kind of just perpetuating the unsupportive environment they may have had at home. Mm-hmm. And you're right. There are options out there on the streets for these youth to find a way to self-medicate. Most of these options turn out to not be particularly healthy. Mm-hmm. So if anybody's under the belief that simply turning a blind eye or not working to meet the needs of these youth is going to prevent them from following what their true path regarding their gender is, they're kidding themselves.
Mm-hmm. And this is a reality so much here in the Portland community and what we see with homeless kids here, but it's a national, if not international, situation. And so thankfully Transactive is here in Portland. But again, a shout out to all of our listeners or folks that might be listening on the internet. Transactive resources are available to anyone who asks.
Nationwide.
So again, transactiveonline.org. So let's talk about, there's an event that you guys are doing.
Oh, yeah.
Superheroes for Super Kids.
Yep.
And let's make sure our listeners know when and where is this event happening.
Sure. So this is our sixth annual event. It's going to be bigger and better than ever. It's on this coming Sunday, December 8th, from 3 to 6 p.m. at Refuge PDX, which is at 116 Southeast Yamhill. That's a wonderful space, and they've been great partners with us. This will be our third straight year having it at Refuge. We are going to have just an amazing lineup this year. Leslie Lagerstrom, who is a very well-known, wonderful national speaker on transgender issues related to children and youth, is going to be one of the guest speakers. We're going to have a really talented lady that you and I think both know, Belinda Carroll, mm-hmm. Is going to be our MC, mm-hmm. and we're really excited about that, and she's fun to be around.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah Kafuri is going to give a welcome. And one of the things we're really tremendously excited about is that the Portland Superheroes Coalition is going to be there. I've seen the pictures. I've heard from people that have interacted with Portland Superheroes Coalition, and these folks are amazing. I mean, it's going to be a real kick. And in addition to that, we have a silent auction. We have some fabulous outfits. We've got some wonderful things from Nike this year. Getaway packages at the coast. Lots of items in a wide range of prices.
Mm-hmm.
Got a wine wall. It's going to be a pretty exciting event, and there are still opportunities for anybody that would like to donate an auction item or a package. This is a great way to not only support the work that we do. We are a powerful but small nonprofit, so your donation is tax deductible. And if you're a business person, I can't believe I did that. Wow, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's so
pervasive. Business owner.
If you're a business owner, and you would like to donate your services or your product to our event, get some really great recognition and exposure, and also know that you're helping us out, you can contact us directly. The person you would want to speak to is Cher, C-H-E-R, and you can call her at 503-252-3000, or you can also send an email directly to info@transactiveonline.org. We will come pick it up, and That's
tax deductible?
It is tax deductible. It's 501c3.
Do you need volunteers for the event?
We don't need actual volunteers right now. We've pretty much got our volunteer team in place.
Mm-hmm.
We're always accepting people that are interested in volunteering with Transactive in the work that we do in a variety of ways throughout the year.
Okay.
We don't particularly need volunteers. We are expecting close to 300 people this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so if anybody out there has an awesome bakery or maybe a coffee roaster or any other wonderful food items that they would possibly like to donate,
mm-hmm.
We kind of need to know ASAP.
Right.
But if you would like to participate in that way and certainly get the name of your business in front of everybody, please just contact us.
Wonderful. Again, it's transactiveonline.org. Now, we're going to take a short musical break, and we're going to be back to hear more from Jen. There's a lot more exciting stuff going on with Transactive, so stay tuned to hear more from her. The musical break is a little teaser for you to stay tuned. Later in the show, we're going to be welcoming the band here in studio to talk to us. Mattachine Social is in the KBOO studios. The song that we're going to hear is from their newest CD. The song is titled Close. Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO. My name is Carla. The song we just heard was titled Close from Portland-based group Mattachine Social. And later in the show, we're going to be playing more music from this group, and members of the band are here in studio, so we'll be hearing from them directly. And, you know, very soon. Stay tuned for that. We do have Jen Burleton here in the studio with me. Jen is from Transactive, and we were just talking about their event, Superheroes for Super Kids. And tell our listeners the where and the when for this event again.
Sure. It is this Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. at Refuge PDX, which is at 116 Southeast Yamhill. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door, and you will have a lot of fun. I also want to make sure that I really recognize our sponsors. We have a long list of sponsors, but our main event sponsors are OHSU, which has been a wonderful partner with us, Randall Children's Hospital at Legacy Emmanuel, and the Multnomah County Office of Multicultural Inclusion. As well as, I want to really thank PQ Monthly. PQ Monthly is our media partner for this event, and they've done some wonderful media around this event, and more specifically, helping expand our outreach about the work that we do.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, again, that is Superheroes for Super Kids happening this coming weekend. And again, there's a lot going on with Transactive. I want to make sure listeners know the website, transactiveonline.org.
That's it.
And one of your volunteers got a very special award recently. Tell us who won the Skidmore Prize.
Well, Kit Crossland is a member of our staff. Kit's been with Transactive for several years now.
Okay.
And he was one of over 200 nominees for the Skidmore Prize this year. And we were thrilled for him. And we were thrilled that his work with us was recognized. And Kit was one of the four recipients of the Skidmore Prize, which is given out every year by Willamette Week.
And it's honoring individual, you know, young adults in our community who are making a big difference.
Who are making a big difference, particularly with nonprofit organizations.
Okay.
And the big difference that Kit has made with Transactive is pretty wide ranging, but the specific thing that he had done that really was the crux of why he deserves this award was he's been the coordinator and developer of our In a Bind chest binder exchange program, which has been going now for about a year and three quarters or so. And really what we do is it is to provide chest binders to trans guys who either can't afford one or whose parents may not be supportive enough of them to allow them to get one. And so what we do is we take donated binders from guys that don't need them anymore, and we ship them back out to youth absolutely free of charge anywhere in the United States. We just completed a wonderful fundraiser that was in partnership with the Frank Cassata Foundation, and we got a bunch of matching funds. And right now, our waiting list for binders is about 1,200.
Wow.
To date, we have shipped out just under 600 binders over the last year. But thanks to this fundraiser, we expect in the next 3 to 6 months to be able to ship out another 1,000 binders.
Wow.
And that's all absolutely no cost, complete pass-through to the youth that get them.
The recipients, yeah. Well, and congratulations to Kit for this acknowledgement, and hopefully there'll be many, many, many more years of this program happening at Transactive.
We hope so. We don't plan to stop.
Right on. Well, we're starting to run out of time, and I definitely want to have you come back in the future because I know Transactive has a lot going on. But before we say our goodbyes, were there any closing thoughts that you wanted to leave with our listeners?
Yeah, just want everybody to know that we truly appreciate the fact that being based in Portland is probably the best place that we could have as a home for doing this type of work because of the tremendous support that we get from the community. But we always need more. We literally are carrying this issue forward as the leading organization in the nation doing this work. So as you can imagine, the demand for our services continues to grow. So we hope that Portland continues to help us reach out to this much-needed population. And we look forward to future collaborations with people that are listening today because what we are doing, as you were kind enough to say, is changing the lives of, in some cases, saving the lives of kids.
It really is. So a big pat on the back, Jen Burlton here in studio with us, and also a big pat on the back to all your volunteers and staff. I know there's a huge team of people that help you. And for folks that, again, want more information, transactiveonline.org. Keep up the good work, Jen. We'll have you back soon.
Thanks, and I hope to see you at our event on Sunday.
Yes, we'll see you Sunday. Now, listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be back in just a few moments to hear from the band. But here is another song from Portland
Berlin-based group, Mattachine Social.
I just needed someone.
Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO. My name is Carla. The song you just heard was titled May Fortune Find You Alone from Portland-based group Mattachine Social. And the band is here in the studio with me. But before I introduce them, I want to make sure listeners know the name, Mattachine Social. For those that don't know, back in 1950, one of the very first gay rights organizations in the United States was the Mattachine Society. And there were publications, they did activist work. And I really want to encourage folks, if you're not familiar with this important part of our community's history, to please use your favorite search engine and educate yourself, because it's important. And a huge thank you to all those activists and everybody that's come before us so we could be here on the radio promoting the homosexual agenda. Well, at least that's what I'm doing. We can hear from the group and what they're doing. And so first, let me make sure here in the group, I want to say first, you know, welcome, Andrew.
Hello. Thank you.
And we also have Justin here with us.
Hi. How's it going?
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. And also Tammy is with us.
Howdy, y'all.
Howdy. And I should also say welcome back, because if you've been listening to Out Loud, you've heard from Mattachine Social in the past. We've tried to play their music and basically love this group because they're awesome. And so, first of all, I also want to acknowledge there was a guitarist on your new CD, Ben, who's not here in studio with us. But for folks that go and get your new CD, you will hear a guitarist.
Yeah, Ben Jansen is our guitarist on both our records. He's fantastic and is on like a medical leave. So,
okay,
he's taking a break.
Ben, take good care of yourself. Hopefully, we'll see you on stage again someday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's delicious.
Okay, so just right off the bat, tell us the CD. Who wants to tell us about the CD and where can folks buy it?
Well, right now, it is available immediately to download on like Bandcamp through our site, MattachineSocial.com. Check us out on Facebook. You'll find links to all of that sort of stuff on all of the social media stuff. Mm-hmm. The name of the album is Close. It's a new EP. So
okay. Aren't we going to have that on iTunes as well?
It will be, yes. iTunes, it's going to be all of the places where you get
music. Because
I need
to download it, too.
Okay, yes. Great. Or your mom, you know, the holidays are coming, people. Just, you know, music exactly. is a good gift to give to loved ones. And a shout out to my mom, who's usually listening online as well.
I think my mom is listening.
Yay,
if
mom.
Not, she's on my list.
Okay,
oh, I
great.
I forgot to tell my mom.
So,
shoo.
So we did hear, I mean, just to say, okay, the name of the new CD is Close, and we played that song earlier in the show, and I do appreciate how a lot of your songs have some historical or queer cultural significance.
Yeah.
And so does anybody want to give us like a brief overview of how you created, what was the inspiration behind that, the song Close, which is also the name of your CD?
This one's about breakups, isn't it?
Yeah, Close is about the worst breakup. It's loosely based on the Llewellyn Davies boys, who were the inspiration for Jambari to write Peter Pan. And three of the five boys committed suicide. And Michael,
oh my heavens.
And Michael drowned himself with his lover in the park, in the lake in Cambridge, and they held on.
All the water references.
Hence all the underwater references. That, yeah. You know.
So it wasn't quite the virgin cover. Suicides.
Right. Not quite. So yeah, I'm sort of obsessed with sort of like lost history and sort of stuff like that. And yeah,
that's
also
kind of how we started.
And though. we like to write breakup music. Apparently, that's
right.
We do.
Okay, well, thank you for that story, Andrew. And then who would like to tell us a little bit about the song we just heard? Again, was titled May Fortune Find You Home. So Justin,
Find You Alone.
Find You Alone, excuse me.
That's really another breakup song.
I want Fortune to find me home pretty soon, but
yeah,
I have to work later.
It's really about, you know, being in love with somebody and then they leave you and they completely break your heart. And you know you should want the best for them, but you don't.
Okay.
You try to be a good person.
You do, but you're so hurt and you're just angry that you kind of hope they are having a hard time too.
Okay. So we just lash out via song.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and we are going to hear a couple more songs, you know, during the show. So listeners, stay tuned. You'll have a couple more samples from the new CD. But I want to be sure folks know where to find you here locally. Like there's an event coming up this week.
We do have a big event on Thursday, December 5th at Embers Avenue downtown. Mm-hmm. We are throwing a big winter's ball and it's at 8 o'clock, you can get in. Show starts at 10. $4 or $3 if you bring two cans of food for Esther's pantry.
Leave the creamed corn home.
Yes, no creamed corn, however, please.
Okay. It's important.
There's going to be all kinds of acts.
Yeah, there's drag shows. There's going to be us playing three sets. There's going to be somebody drawing portraits.
Carla
is going to be drawing portraits.
Michael Horowitz, he's super cute.
Mm-hmm. Carla Rossi's hosting. Michael Horowitz is doing portraits.
Right. Pagan Holiday is doing some drag numbers.
Matthew Kern is doing a performance piece that is kind of brilliant. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Sort of a cabaret atmosphere as opposed to your typical rock show.
Yeah.
And there's going to be glitter cannons and confetti snow and like crazy projections on the wall.
Artists, art, and some more art.
Jello shots.
Oh, definitely.
Jello shot wrestling.
It is a bar, so this is 21 and
yes,
older.
Yes, it is.
Just to say that.
Sorry, kids.
Yeah, stay home.
We'll have to
get
play
a babysitter.
Burgerville again sometime soon.
Should happen.
The glitter cannons and all this art and creativeness, again, happening Thursday the 5th, again, this week at Embers. Doors at 8, the show at 10. And I'm a big dreamer, so when you're done with this show, like, are y'all going to go on tour?
We want to. We actually were just discussing that over lunch yesterday.
Yeah, we've been trying to, like, kind of work out, like, the logistics of when and where.
When and where and how.
And to finish, to put out a full record. This is the second EP.
And to finish some videos.
We have some videos. We have two new videos coming out, yeah. So, yeah.
We could do, like, a Northwest tour to start, like, Portland, mm-hmm. Seattle. Our producer, Jesse Hold, is in Seattle. He's super cute, too.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, we recorded up at Remix Lab, his studio in Seattle, which is fantastic. And I encourage all
everybody
Portland, Seattle bands, if you
get a chance to work with Jesse, do it.
Yeah.
He works out.
Right on. And he makes great music.
And
so.
He makes great music.
Yeah.
Wonderful. And I really appreciate how even, you know, you all are the band, but bringing other creative types along for the ride. And I really liked the cover art. Again, the new CD is called
yes.
Close. So tell me, and folks can't see it, but you could go on the website. Again, Mattachine Social, find them online.
We have a face for
radio.
Both of our EP covers were shot by Holly Andres, a local photographer here, who's just
fantastic,
phenomenal. And the first one was sort of a Dolly-inspired thing. And this time, it's sort of an underwater kind of nightmare.
Right.
Yeah, shooting underwater is very tricky. And so,
but fun when it's really hot out and
hot
you got your friend's parents' pool.
Right on.
Yeah, it's this beautiful sort of... It always makes me think of like old time religion, baptism.
Oh, yeah,
being a Jewish boy from the South, I know so much about that. But
right.
That's what it makes me think of, like sort of take me to the river kind of
right.
Cover.
Fabulous.
And throw a queen in the water.
Right on. Now let's take a really short musical break, and listeners, stay tuned because we're going to be back in just a few moments to hear more from the band, excuse me. But I do want to acknowledge we've got Andrew, Justin, and Tammy here in the studio with us.
In the flesh.
This is the band Mattachine Social. The song we're going to hear is titled Nowhere. Does
yes.
anyone want to describe it or how
it's, it's our new single, and it's sort of one of those when you look at all the choices you've made and like where they've put you.
Okay, so. Right on. So the song is titled Nowhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO. My name is Carla. That song was titled Nowhere from Mattachine Social, a band based here in Portland. The band is here in the studio with us this evening. We have Andrew, Justin, and Tammy here at the microphone with me. Before we went to that musical break, we were talking about their show this week, happening Thursday, December 5th at Embers. The doors are open at 8. The show starts at 10. It's going to be glitter, fantastic, cabaret style. But for, I guess, for folks that can't come to the show on Thursday, or maybe they're with family, like children or something, where can folks find you again here in the Portland area, like live in person?
Oh, well, we're going to be over at the Q Center on, is it Friday the 13th?
Yes, Friday the 13th.
Yeah. What time?
I think
it was at 5 or 5:30.
5:30 to 8:30, yeah. There's an event going on.
Yeah, it's the launch of Wild Planet Radio.
For Wild Planet Radio, yeah.
I got to put that on my calendar.
They've been super supportive of us, and we try to support the gay community here in town. You know, it's we're all sort of in this together, so exactly. We're going to be hanging out. So,
I'll have something. CD. Oh, yeah, and I'll have something flashy on. So if y'all want to come and get my autograph, I've been lifting weights. My wrist is strong enough to break butter.
Use a big pen for that autograph. Mm-hmm. So again, you can find Mattachine Social again playing music off the new CD, which is titled Close. Again, Friday the 13th at the Q Center, which is over on North Mississippi.
Spooky.
Yeah, come and say hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just be hanging out and having a good time.
Right on. So let folks know the website so they can find you online.
It is mattachinesocial.com. We also are all over Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and every other social media site because one of us works from home and might be me. And
okay. That would be Andrew. And now we
are everywhere.
We are everywhere all the time.
Tammy Wynott is all over that net.
Exactly. And again, their CD titled Close, available for download in your favorite locations or the website. And I know they've got some videos coming up. Now, we're going to run out of time, but I want to give you all a chance to say goodbye. And we're going to go into your Lover's Remix song. Excellent. But any closing thoughts you want to leave with our listeners?
Just come on out and say hi and hope you guys enjoy what we've got planned.
Yeah, we're excited to present our new stuff. We're really proud of the new EP.
We have a new video coming out, too, that's going to be really exciting.
Yes. Right on, right on. Well, thank you so much. Again, you've been listening to Mattachine Social. Their CD is going to be going in the KBOO library, so you can call up here and request it anytime. We're going to go out with their remix song titled Lover's Remix. Here we go.
All these arms around me, back and forth and side to side. All these arms around me, take me for a ride. All these arms around me, all these arms around me. All these arms around me.
evening shower.